and welcome to Beverage Industry Sip and Learn podcasting series. I'm your host, Barbara Harfman, Managing Editor of Beverage Industry Magazine. Today, we're talking with our 2020 Wholesaler of the Year winner, Mike McGuire, President and CEO of Andrews Distributing, which is headquartered in three locations in the great state of Texas. Founded in 1976, Andrews started off with just 11 employees, one brewing partner, Miller, and two beer brands in its portfolio. Fast forward 44 years, and Andrews Distributing supports 44 brewing partners, 700 brands, has a total case volume of 35 million, and employs a team of 1,600 employees. Thank you so much for joining us today, Mike, and congratulations on being named Beverage Industry's Wholesaler of the Year.
Hey, Barbara, thank you so much for this honor. I'm thrilled to, first off, be on your podcast with you, and thanks for the recognition. It's really going to be very exciting for our team.
Great. I'd like to start the conversation with briefly learning about how your distributorship has grown and evolved over the past 44 years, and to learn about your commitment to serving 10,000 retailer accounts and how your customer-centric philosophy is at the heart of everything you do.
Well, that's a great question. First off, I'd say on how we've evolved over the past 44 years that we've evolved with our brewing partners and with our retailers and our team members, obviously, over the years. And when you think about it, we did start in 1976. Barry, who's my father-in-law, started the business in 1976 with Miller Brewing Company. And you think to today where we are, we have 44 brewing partners, which is just truly amazing. And I would say our brand promise to our brewing partners is to build their brands every day. And I would say, too, if you're going to think about us, if we were like a football team, you know, you think about teams that are successful, you know, and I'll use football as a metaphor, you know, you think about why or what is it that drives them and why they're successful. And I think ours has always been for us to have a great offense. So, like, if we were a team and you think about us, it's so much about building brands is the way we think. And a couple of areas of evolution that I would mention would be this focus on the customer, so being customer-centric, and our use of technology. And I'd say on the customer-centric side, you know, we've got amazing brewing partners, the best in the world, the best at brewing great brands and innovating with brands and marketing their brands to consumers. And we see our role as being our customer's most trusted advisor. And I'd say when we think customers, I'm talking about the grocers and the convenience store owners and the bar owners and the restaurant owners and venues. And we see our mission as connecting their consumers at the point of purchase or in the actual occasion with beer brands that they love. And that's really what we're passionate about is getting it right for our customers and their beer lovers. So that for us is just, you know, at the top of the list. And then, you know, another area of evolution, we talk about technology. And I know in our industry, it's just amazing to see over the past decades what's happened there. And we lean heavy into technology. And just one example would be, you know, as I talk about customer-centric, consumers today are demanding more choices across all categories. And when you see the beer industry premiumizing, you know, that's happening with more and more innovation that our brewers are bringing us. And so what we've done is we've actually built our own brand-building software platform and optimization tools that help our sales team and our retail customers work together to get the assortment right in each store. And we currently hold actually three patents on the technology. And then our marketing teams actually use the tools to support the planning process to help our sales force as they're working away on how to get it right in each account. And then as you think about technology, I'd say it's touching every aspect of our business today. And just a couple of recent investments we've made, we've invested in Workday, which is some of the most innovative software for human resources management systems. And we recently invested with Salesforce.com for our customer information system platform. And both of these platforms are amazing in helping us create insights to better serve our customers and our team members. And then if you're inside one of our distribution centers, you'll see lots of technology. I'll just focus on one for a second, which is we use voice pick technology, which is almost like a GPS system inside the warehouse that helps our order selectors be more productive. And today, we actually have quadrupled the productivity of our order selectors. It's really remarkable, and our teams have rallied around it. And we actually have a 4,000-case and 5,000-case picking club, which basically means in a single shift, we'll have an order selector able to pick 4,000 or 5,000 cases of beer, which is truly amazing.
And how long does that take?
You know, one shift. Yeah, basically in one shift, which would be in an 8-hour shift. And so in essence, you know, it's the equivalent of 4 times the productivity before we were using that technology.
Mm-hmm. Well, and actually, that kind of leads into the next question, and perhaps you've already answered it, but we did talk about that even more so than in years past, technology is shaping new product innovation with more beers available in store than ever before. Mm-hmm. And you can add on to what you want to say about your brand building software program, your voice pick technology, and your customer-centric e-commerce platform, which are all really designed to ensure the highest quality customer satisfaction.
Absolutely. You know, you mentioned the e-commerce platform. You know, that's something that we've been working on for a number of years that we actually planned on launching this year before the pandemic. Mm-hmm. And what we've seen with the pandemic is increased shifting of, you know, consumer preference to online shopping. And we're seeing some of the same things happen with business-to-business type work. And so we're working away on launching that in the fourth quarter of this year. And it's really going to be very exciting. And we're going to learn so much, I think, through the process, but we think it's another way that we can better serve our customers and take it up a level.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's shift gears a little bit to talk a little bit about sustainability, because that's a buzzword that is actually here to stay. And Andrews is doing a great job in that regard. You've achieved close to zero waste at all of your 4 distribution centers. You have a robust recycling program. And last fall, you opened a new distribution center in Fort Worth, complete with rooftop solar panels and more. Can you tell me a little bit more about your new distribution center and why sustainability was such a big part of its creation?
Well, we've been working hard on being more sustainable. That's really, we think it's crucial to, you know, really what organizations are doing. You see it happening in a lot of different industries. And I think it's the, you know, it's really where business is heading. You know, a lot of our brewing partners, I just saw an announcement from New Belgium Brewing on where they're heading on sustainability. That was really exciting. So when you think about our Fort Worth facility, we opened it last year. It's a 532,000 square foot facility. It's the largest one we've ever built. And we built it from the ground up to be a Silver LEED certified building. And that certification should be happening like in the next 3 months or so. You need to be open and operating for over a year before they come back through and certify you. It does feature a 100,000 square foot array of solar panels on the roof. And we've been able to actually generate 30% of all the energy we need to operate the building from that solar array. So that's just kind of one small example of it. And it's an amazing, amazing facility. As you think about it, too, what's important to us with the facility as well is we want it to be the type of place where we're giving our team members all the resources they could possibly need for us to be successful. And our team there absolutely loves the facility.
Great. That's fantastic. And especially in this day and age when, you know, some folks have had to shut down operations, it's refreshing to see that you built something from the ground up that you can really be proud of.
Yeah, it's an awesome facility, and it's part of a big round that we've done over probably the past 5 or 6 years of investing in really building a world-class distribution network for our business. And so we doubled, I want to say 4 years ago, we completed a project to double the square footage of our Corpus Christi facility. In 2011, we opened our brand new 300,000-foot Allen, Texas facility. And then this facility, the 532,000-foot Fort Worth facility, gives us a great network. And we also bought even more land in Dallas, where our headquarters is. So all in, I want to say we've invested over $130 million in our distribution centers. And it's really for us, as we look out over the next 30 to 50 years, to make sure that we have the critical infrastructure to grow our business.
Mm-hmm. Well, a lot of time and care has been put into shifting priorities in the midst of COVID-19. And I was wondering if you could tell me a little bit more about your company's purpose to serve one another in pursuit of being your best, and why that's never been truer than in the past 4.5 months, and how your distribution center, your operations have had to change in response to the pandemic.
I'll tell you what, I would want to open up with, I've never been more proud of our leaders and our team. They have done just an absolutely amazing job taking care of our customers. And as you think about it, for us, our business and distribution has been deemed essential. And so for us, really, our team members working in the distribution centers, our operations teams, our delivery teams, our sales team, our merchandising team, really continued to operate as they normally do throughout the entirety of the pandemic. And they're so courageous, and they've done just such an incredible job. Just so proud of them. As we think about their work, like mission one for us was to, how do we keep them safe? And really, safety and health was the number one thing that we shifted the entire focus of our organization on. And I'm so proud our HR executives, our operations executives, and our sales executives worked together with each of our four hometowns to put in place an incredible safety protocol, playbook, set of standards. We invested in PPE, and we put in place just great protocols on how we're cleaning our facilities, 4 times deep cleaning a day, how we're cleaning all the vehicles and sanitizing them every single day, and all of our standards for in the distribution centers and the warehouse. And I'm so proud of our team because they've been able to really be successful in keeping our team members safe. And so I would say that was really mission one. We shifted all of our focus to how do we keep our team members safe, and with really outstanding results there. And then the second thing that we thought about is, with our team members safe, how do we best serve our customers? And it's been amazing because our on-premise business completely closed down at the beginning of the pandemic. And as you think about that, so we had one part of our business where we have 200 team members really grind to almost nothing. Mm-hmm. And then it had a little bit of beer to go that the restaurants could sell with food if they were selling food to go. And then at the same time, and no one knew this was going to happen. So a lot of this was us being super flexible and really being learners. But all of a sudden, we started to see a spike in the off-premise with our grocers and with our convenience stores, and to the point that as we got deeper into the summer, we had some record months in the off-premise, some of the biggest months we've ever had in our history, while at the same time in our bar restaurant business, we started off down almost 90-95% at the beginning of it. And so it really is amazing the volatility that we were dealing with, and really we shifted on-premise resources into the off-premise so that we could take care of our customers. And our team's done an amazing job of taking care of our customers. Lots of great success stories there. So proud of our frontline teams for all the work that they've done. And then finally, I'd say the third focus was on a longer horizon, you know, how do we continue to protect and operate our business and to continue our business? And those are, you know, some work that we did to really understand as much as we could around different scenarios that could happen and how could we ensure that we would be prepared for anything that could happen. And our senior leadership team spent a lot of time working through various scenarios that we would be prepared. And so all in all, I think our team's just done an incredible job. And as we talked about it with our team, we felt like, you know, this was going to be a moment where, you know, with great challenges, sometimes you see teams really rise to the occasion. Mm-hmm. And I feel like our team's just done an absolutely amazing job of rising to the occasion. So proud of everyone.
Well, that, you know what, and teamwork is particularly important in this day and age. And it sounds like that they know how much they are appreciated. So kudos for saying that.
They're amazing. Yeah. They're amazing. And that's what's so exciting about, I think, being recognized with this is, you know, it's an opportunity for us to celebrate and really thank our team for the absolutely amazing work that they've done taking care of our customers and really staying safe, which is obviously so important.
Mm-hmm. Well, I really want to thank you for your time, Mike, and your insightful interview and for learning how your company continues to grow and lead as a beer wholesaler. For more about the latest innovations hitting the beverage market, be sure to check back with Beverage Industry Magazine's Sip and Learn podcasts.